exactly how safe are tasers? Some of the researchers who have studied that question were paid to do so by the company that makes the devices. And guess what? That seems to color their findings.
We systematically reviewed this topic, where we called together as many taser-related articles as we could find, both human studies and animal studies, and sorted it out by who funded it. And what we found was that when it was funded by Taser, or if the authors were affiliated with the Taser company, that there was a much, much higher likelihood that that study would conclude that tasers were safe.
That's Dr. Byron Lee, a cardiologist at UCSF who specializes in electrophysiology, the tiny electrical impulses that operate certain bodily functions, including the heartbeat. Along with a colleague, Lee examined 50 published studies of taser safety. Nearly half of them had ties to the manufacturer. Lee says it wasn't hard to determine which ones those were.
Most articles will disclose the study was funded by the Taser company, or if any of the authors have an affiliation with the Taser company. So we just went solely by what the article itself said in terms of these affiliations. It may turn out that there are some affiliations that we didn't know about. Some people don't always disclose all their affiliations, and maybe the association's even stronger.
When those affiliations were present, Lee found, the studies were 75% more likely to conclude that the stun guns posed no risk, contrasted with the independent studies. The problem is that there is no way to anticipate whether the taser shock is given at the moment when the recipient's heartbeat cycle may be at its most vulnerable.
With our normal cardiac cycle, there are times of greater vulnerability than others. And if you hit the heart with a shock of electricity during the vulnerable period of the cardiac cycle, that's when you can induce the dangerous arrhythmia. And sometimes you can induce the dangerous arrhythmia even with relatively low voltages. It's just the timing that has to be correct.
Also, when used by law enforcement, it is not unusual for multiple taser shocks to be administered. The hazards of that, Lee says, have apparently never been studied.
Most of the studies were single shocks to humans and animals and seeing whether or not it induced arrhythmia and not a series of shocks in a row. I don't know of anybody who's really systematically looked at that issue. The more times that you shock somebody, the more chances you may hit that vulnerable time in the cardiac cycle. So it seems to me that multiple shocks would be more dangerous.
Taser International asserts that individuals who are seriously injured or even die following a stun gun shock do so because of some underlying medical condition, not because of the tasing itself. Lee says there's some truth to that, but only up to a point.
If you have a pre-existing heart condition, you are probably at greater risk. But the truth is, even in healthy hearts, there's potential to induce these dangerous arrhythmias if you deliver the shock at the vulnerable period. So I think that pre-existing conditions may make you more susceptible, but I think everybody is susceptible to some degree.
Dr. Lee's review of the taser studies was presented at a recent conference in San Francisco. It's awaiting publication in a medical journal. Meanwhile, he's preparing to work on a follow-up study.
We're planning to look at the studies individually and seeing what the key factors are in inducing dangerous outcomes. I think what we're going to find is that as you get closer and closer to the heart, the danger increases.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.